This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations mission in the Central African Republic said on Tuesday members of the country's presidential guard fired on Egyptian peacekeepers in the capital, injuring 10 of them just 2 weeks before the end of the UN mission's mandate. It said a, quote, deliberate and unspeakable attack took place on Monday, adding the Egyptian police contingent was unarmed at the time and traveling in a bus marked UN. The second poorest country in the world, according to UN figures, the CAR has been ravaged by a civil war since 2013, although the level of fighting has fallen off since 2018. The United Nations mission, whose mandate runs out on November 15th, has nearly 12,000 troops in the former French colony and is one of the UN's costliest operations with an annual budget in excess of $1 billion. Just 3 weeks ago, UN Chief Antonio Guterres denounced, quote, hostile incidents targeting peacekeepers that he said reached an unacceptable level. Dozens of countries on Tuesday joined a United States and European Union pledge to cut emissions of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, by at least 30% this decade, a major commitment for climate action. The initiative, which experts say could have a powerful short-term impact on global heating, followed an announcement earlier Tuesday at the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, in which more than 100 nations agreed to end deforestation by 2030. U.S. President Joe Biden called the pledge, which has so far been signed by nearly 100 nations, quote, a game-changing commitment. Find more at voanews.com.